sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number three. Thanks so much for being here. I do appreciate it. And I appreciate you taking the time to join me today. Folks, you can get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And two things I ask of you, share the program. Share what we're doing here with your friends. Share the website with your friends. We broadcast live on the website every day through our TECN-TV association and also our radio broadcast. And we also ask you, buy Pastor a cup of coffee. Three cups of coffee will cover the expenses for a pastor and his family in India. We've got 550 churches that we've planted in India. We just put in our 34th freshwater well. As a matter of fact, this Saturday, we'll be handing out over 100 jackets to our pastors to get them through the cold season, along with some drums and rugs, because most of their services are held on the ground, and the ground starts to get pretty cold over there this time of year. So we want them to be able to sit on a rug, and those rugs get worn out. So we're providing rugs, drums, and jackets to our pastors and their churches, and we encourage you to help us, and you can do that. A cup of coffee, use the donate button here at ChosenGenerationRadio.com or go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg, or on Cash App at $PastorGregCGR, $PastorGregCGR. We're talking about the border. We're talking about the invasion at the border, not about immigration or illegal immigration, but about the actual invasion. There are shots being fired from the other side across the border at our agents that are down there. Not just our custom and border protection federal agents, but our state agents here in Texas as well are being fired upon. We are under invasion. Governor Abbott has declared that invasion. And Mark Morgan, the former Custom and Border Protection chief, is with me today to talk with us about that. And in this segment, to talk about the solutions. Mark, welcome. Good to have you.
That's great. Thanks for having me. And I tell you, there are solutions. You know, under the former presidency of President Trump, Pastor Greg, we had the most secure border. And look, this is not about a political statement. Look, President Trump, I understand you love him or hate him, but the fact is he gave us a network of tools, authorities, and policies that allowed us to turn that border into the most secure border in our lifetime. And this administration dismantled overnight. And that's why I can confidently say there are solutions. I know the solutions. We have them in place. We can secure this border.
Talk to me about the solutions. We were mentioning, you and I were talking in the green room there a little bit about that there are several different proposals that are on the table right now. You have a specific one that you believe is the one that really is going to make the greatest amount of difference. Talk about that and talk about who do we have right now that's championing that, at least closest to what you're looking for. What are the points of it?
Yeah, so look, it's very important. I really encourage your listeners and viewers to go either to fairus.org or the Heritage Foundation's website and look up the coalition letter. The coalition letter was drafted, and it was really unprecedented by put together by several conservative think tanks that have a tremendous level of expertise about border security and national security. And in that letter, also 12 former high-ranking officials under the Trump administration, to include folks like Chad Wolf, the former Secretary of DHS, Ken Cuccinelli, the former Deputy Secretary Tom Holman, the ICE Director, myself, and a whole list of others signed on to this coalition letter. What this coalition letter does is it provides a very clear roadmap of the legislative action that needs to take place on behalf of Congress. And if they do so, Pastor Greg, I promise American people that we, that the men and women on the front lines risking their lives every day, as you described, will have the tools and authorities they need to secure our border. Right now, what's a little frustrating for me, even on the Republican side, is there's multiple proposed bills out there. Each one of them has a little bit of nuggets good, but they also have nuggets that are bad. I wish they would all get together and really get one a complete border security bill that really mirrors this coalition letter, that roadmap going forward. One champion that there's a couple out there, but Representative Andy Biggs and Representative Chip Roy have been two staunch advocates for border security. And right now, Chip's got a proposed bill out there that's the closest thing that I've seen that mirrors our coalition roadmap going forward to secure our border.
Now, I'm over on the Ferris site right now. Tell me where do I find? Is it under federal legislation? Is that the tab that I need to click on?
I believe so. I'm not sure exactly how to navigate it. I can get back to you on that, but okay. They definitely have it on their website, and so does Heritage Foundation.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm seeing there's several different areas there that you know that are identifying specific issues. Particularly border security is obviously a key issue.
And let me give you a couple of examples that need to happen from Congress. And it's not, again, you don't have to be a border security expert to understand. Look, you have to de-incentivize illegal immigration. And the way you do that is you stop releasing in the United States and rewarding them. Pastor Greg, it really is not any more complicated than that. Again, one of the network of tools authorities we had, one of the most successful ones was the Remain in Mexico program. Why? Because it ended one of the biggest loopholes that we have. Catch and release, meaning if you came to the border as a family, we had to release you. We couldn't detain you while you're going through your process. And that's why we've seen the historic flows of families coming across the border, because they knew once they got to the U.S. side, they were going to be released. There's nothing we could do about it. The Remain in Mexico program closed catch and release. It eliminated that loophole. By February of 2020, because of that, we saw a reduction of illegal immigration by 85% to the lowest level that we've had in decades. The result of that meant more Border Patrol agents back on the front line, back on the national security mission to catch more potential national security threats, more criminals, and more drugs. That was the result. The asylum cooperative agreements, the safe third country agreements that we had with all three Northern Triangle countries that said if you had a valid asylum claim, you should do it in the first safe third country you come to instead of handing your lives over the cartels to make it to the U.S. We also need to codify and make sure that we provide, as you discussed, needed infrastructure like the wall system and technology. All of that's contained in this coalition letter that if Congress codifies that in law, you're going to see our border secured.
One of the things that's up there is a Texas congressman has introduced a bill to do just what you said, which is to expedite the removal of illegal aliens and alleviate the backlogged immigration courts. Of course, the declaration of an invasion circumvents a lot of that by giving the governor the tools necessary to put forces down there to get a hold of these people and push them back.
Well, so that's a great point. And so, Pastor Greg, this is a very important point that you bring up because, look, it's not just about what we need to do today because we should be at a point where states are out of this, right? We should be at a point where a state governor doesn't have to declare an invasion.
Sure.
Or we don't have to declare an invasion as a country, right? We
right.
can secure our borders so we don't have to invoke that constitutional clause. But that brings another element that's part of our coalition letter as well, is we need to address U.S. v. Arizona, which says that states can't get involved in immigration law. We've got to end that. States play a critical role, especially the border states, in helping
right.
the federal government secure our borders. So that's part of what we are suggesting legislation needs to be, is address U.S. v. Arizona so states can actually assist in the enforcement of immigration law to secure our borders going forward. And that bill you represent, look, there's some good elements of that bill, but I'll respectfully say it doesn't go far enough. The bill needs to be wider and incorporate some of these other elements that I talked about for us to truly be able to secure our borders.
One of the other things that's getting ready to happen, and I forget the date, I'm sure you'll know, but Title 42 is
yep.
going to go away.
Yep.
And the numbers are mounting on the other side for when that happens. There's an increase in the number of people that are getting ready to breach our border because Title 42 is going away. Now, you and I talked a few months back, I don't remember how long, but it's been a little while, about the fact that in spite of Title 42, there's still that wasn't like, oh, well, we've got Title 42, so no problem. Well, that's not true. That's a false narrative, and you pointed that out. But nonetheless, the reality of it going away is going to have a dramatic effect. Can you speak to that for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, Pastor Greg, look, that's why I love coming on your show, because you're very well informed. Both of those points are spot on and very important. Look, I've heard the media coverage. In fact, some of the mainstream media has finally joined the party. They've finally woken up and are talking about it. I actually heard a reporter from the mainstream media that has not mentioned the border in over 2 years ask Jake Sullivan, the National Security Council advisor, hey, once Title 42 goes away, are you worried that there could be national security implications? I mean, I'm like, really, now? Now you're worried about it? Pastor Gage, you said, we've already been in a national security crisis with respect to our border the past 2 years. I mean, last year alone, fiscal year, Border Patrol alone encountered 98 illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database. The FBI thwarted the terrorist attack to assassinate a former president, and how are they going to do it? By smuggling in a terrorist across the wide-open southwest border. We've apprehended illegal aliens from 160 different countries, including many countries that we are very concerned that are supporting terrorists and terrorist activities. Look, the list goes on and on. We've been in a national security crisis for the past 2 years. Again, that 1.23 million known gotaways. Look, the reality is it's not hyperbolic to say that we could already have the next terrorist sleeper cell in the United States plan the next terrorist attack, and we wouldn't know. That's already been happening. Title 42 is not going to cause a crisis. Title 42 is not going to bring us into a national security crisis. We're already there. We've been there for the past 2 years. But again, as you said, your second point, you're spot on. It's just going to take this self-inflicted, catastrophic, worst crisis we've seen in our lifetime on our border and make it worse.
Make it even more significant. Well, you know, and we're going to take another quick break. But, you know, the other piece to this is, remember, for a terrorist, they only have to hit once.
Yep.
Okay? We have to stop every single threat. They only have to be successful one time. No matter how many rounds are in the chamber, they only have to hit once.
Yep. And remember, the worst terrorist attack we've ever seen in a lifetime was committed and carried out by about a dozen terrorists. Think about that. And we have 1.2 million known gotaways.
We'll be back right after this brief break.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nico products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Here we go. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Mark Morgan, senior fellow at Fairus, FAIRUS.org, former chief of custom and border protections. And we were talking, you know, I was mentioning to you in the green room, once again, we have released what I believe to be a very dangerous individual. And we have given our enemy an opportunity to use that skill set. And we were talking about how, you know, the terrorists only need, they need one shot. You mentioned, very astutely that there were 12 guys that carried out the attack against the towers in 9/11, the worst terrorist attack on our soil in our nation's history. Here we have one individual. In the Bergdale case, we had four generals, four of the five that we know went immediately active in organizing the Taliban, and there was significant damage that was done as a result of that. Now we have an arms dealer, and it only takes him being successful with one deal to put arms into the hand of one terrorist that then comes into our country and commits a catastrophic act. Yep. That's a concern, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. So look, Pastor Greg, I think this is a very valid point. Again, I hope folks are paying attention. So 9/11, as you said, it only took about a dozen or so to carry out a very coordinated attack against the towers, the Pentagon, as well as what ended up in Pennsylvania, but they had other planes for plans for that plane. That was an extremely successful, coordinated, complicated plan that they carried out. Let's not forget about the Boston Marathon bombing.
Absolutely.
Two carried that out. Deadly consequences. Yes. And so now, look, and real quick, and I'll get to this point real quick, to your point. I think it's important, though, to make this connection. Let's look at Afghanistan. Why is that so important that Afghanistan now has returned to a safe haven to a terrorist operating base? Here's why. And here's why your point is so valid about this one man, right? It's because terrorists and their terrorist commitment to do harm to the United States, both here and abroad, has not changed. It's unwavering. It's as strong as ever. They are continually to be aggressive and looking for any opportunity to exploit, whether it's this man release or whether it's our wide open southwest border. The terrorist threat that we face as a nation, both here and abroad, is alive and well. It has not gone away, and they are continuing to look for areas to exploit. And again, they have to go no farther than our southwest border.
Well, and when we look at, you know, launching places and places where they can organize to do this, you know, on the one hand, we're looking at Iran. Unfortunately, I don't think we're doing what we should be doing to help the people of Iran to potentially get rid of the imams, which I think would be helpful in stabilizing and in changing the complexion of that area. But unfortunately, because of certain issues, we have Afghanistan now that has opened up as a staging area for these terrorists. So here we have a munitions dealer and the ideal fertile ground for which him to go and assist terrorists in mounting an assault on, again, this open border we're talking about.
And that's right. And I guarantee you this man. And look, I think it's important to state also, and I know you agree with this, but again, I think it's important so people can't misconstrue what we're saying. And look, I'm glad that an American citizen that was being unjustly overly prosecuted is back in American soil. We're all glad of that. I wish the other former Marine was also here. That doesn't take away from that, because what you're saying is just factually correct. They have released a very dangerous man whose ideology and commitment to carry out his terrorist activity throughout the world, he hasn't changed. He's
right.
The same guy. And we should not be surprised when something really bad happens somewhere that he's connected to. We shouldn't be surprised, because it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of the day, that becomes the issue. You know,
yep.
The issue is what have we potentially released, you know, as it relates to this and connecting the dots. And it's just, I guess I see it as an opportunity to be able to once again just highlight the idea that, again, for a terrorist, it's one bullet is all they need. One bullet. They can have 1,000 rounds, and we can defend 999 of them. But if one gets through, there's your problem. And that's the issue, and that's why this is so important. Go ahead.
Great.
Yes,
again,
yes. Go ahead.
To put something what I said previously, and that's happening. I'm telling you,
right.
It's already happened.
Right.
There is no doubt in my mind that illegal aliens on the FBI's terror screening database are in this country
yeah.
right now as we speak, because they illegally entered, and because Border Patrol resources are pulled off the line to process millions of illegal aliens, they step past our frontline defenses, and they're here with an ideology and belief system that they want to do harm to this country. There's no doubt in my mind that those people are part of the 1 million Godowicks.
And I know you're really going to want to run with this, but we don't have time for that. But the other piece, and we haven't even talked about that, is what they're actually doing, which is sex slave trading right
yeah.
here in our country, which is huge right now, huge right now. And we'll bring Mark back to talk about this and first of the year,
back.
We'll get you back in to talk about this.
We need to talk about that.
We
back,
do.
Right?
Absolutely. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. Coming up, Ward Connerly joins me. The race wars continue. We'll talk to Ward about that coming up right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action. through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak but strong, not silent but bold, and not fearful but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation
Radio.
Hi, I'm
Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner.
And everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, I ask that all the following personal declarations and warfare prayers of faith be executed fully when I say, my personal declarations are in force and executed now. My personal declarations are in force and executed now. And I pray every word by faith in the authority and name and holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh to take dominion and to war against Satan, the fallen spirits, or any other creatures that were created by Almighty God who rebelled against your kingdom, authority, and rule. Let everything glorify the Lord Jesus and be executed according to your perfect will. And I believe and I receive that you have heard my prayer and are answering according to your word. And I thank you for this, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray this over all of our equipment, over the radio program. I pray this over those that are supporters of the program right now, those that have sown seed into the program, made a financial contribution into the program, those in India that are affiliated with our program, those that are connected to the show. I ask you, Father God, to cover them now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who came in the flesh, and I thank you for that. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I had a little difficulty getting a hold of Ward, but hopefully he'll be able to reach out to us sometime before this particular segment closes. So much going on in our world today, and so much is happening. I'm going to see if I can get down to, there we go. So there were several articles that I had tagged out yesterday regarding Texas. Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit, administration crackdown on religious adoption agencies. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton sued to stop the Biden administration from forcing religious-based foster and adoptive services to cater to same-sex couples or risk losing federal funding, saying the rule violates religious liability rights. The lawsuit was filed Monday and seeks to shield Texas from federal enforcement of an Obama-era rule banning private religious social service agencies from discriminating on the basis of gender identity, sexual orientation, and same-sex status, known as the SOGI rule. And, of course, now, with the Disrespect of Marriage Act having been passed and signed, that increases these issues. Folks, these are the issues that we're concerned about that these agencies are not going to have exemptions carved out for them under religious liberty and under the belief systems. Christian agencies should not be forced to place children in homes of sodomite couples. That's just a reality. And yes, I said sodomite couples. That is what's going on here. And you know, what takes place in this is, and this is an issue that is a bone of contention, I guess you could say, but with some that claim to be in the conservative circle, my issue is this: once you go down the path of legalizing sodomite marriage, now you are forced to teach it as part of the sex education curriculum in schools. Parents don't even have an opt-out. Parents aren't even given an option as to whether or not their male children are going to be taught about anal sex with each other and given graphic examples and pictures and so on. These are the kinds of things that are going on in your public school systems. And these are significantly, or should be significantly, important issues for parents, especially Christian parents who want to raise their children up in a biblical manner. I'm going to turn this for just a minute on something that I was praying about and thinking about last night. And there's a scripture. Let me see. You put laws that prohibit entrance into heaven, but do not make it yourselves. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find. Let me see. This might be it. This might be it. Let me see here. Matthew 23, verse 13. Okay, yeah, this looks like this might be it. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you hypocrites! You devour widows' houses. And so this was something that God laid in my heart last night. I'm going to walk this through. All right, we got to take a break. I'll hit it pretty good when we come back right after this break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom.
My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, folks, so let's take a look at this verse here in Matthew. This is Matthew 23:13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves nor suffer them that are entering to go in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte, and when he is made, you make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves. Think about this. Now, we can apply this directly to what's taking place today. On the extreme end, when the church is calling what God calls an abomination as good, and I'm speaking specifically about the issue of the sodomite relationships, the LGBTQ agenda, the trans agenda, even going so far in some instances, like Raphael Warnock, who seems to endorse and support abortion, when the church embraces those kinds of things, the leadership, the denomination, everyone who endorses and supports those things is on their way to hell. But then in addition to that, as they suck other people into that and convert them they are further entrapping them and sentencing them to eternal damnation. Again, it's not Pastor Greg that's making up the rules. It's the scriptures. But what they've done is they've gone after the Bible and they've said, no, this Bible's no good. They've attacked the history. This goes back to the conversation I had with a friend of mine the other night about the Nicene Council and what is the purpose of it. What were some of the arguments that were presented in the Nicene Council and why did they have it? Well, what's the disinformation that's gone out? The disinformation that has gone out is that, oh yeah, this was Constantinople and he was somehow correlating all of his power together and so that's what this was about, and then tying it to the Catholic Church. But the Nicene Council wasn't a Catholic council. It was an ecumenical council. It was the first time that you had all of the Orthodox factions come together to come into unification about the major tenets to codify the 66 books of the Bible. And there's a reason why those were codified. And the other books were left out. And they weren't left out for power purposes. They were left out because the authors were in question. They knew the history. They knew the dates. There was one particular book, the Book of Enoch, which some have revived once again. And this is something that has gone on historically over and over again, by the way. Okay, the embrace of the Apocrypha, the adding in of books like Thomas and Judas and so on. But those books were rejected because there were questions about who the author was. And the council, these were things that were within their lifetimes. When you look at 325 A.D., Jesus died in 33. John didn't die until estimates are at least 70 A.D. So now you have John, who is within 160 years of the council meeting, which we're talking then great-great-grandpas. We're talking about history that has been passed down within a reachable a number of generations to be pretty close. And then the documentation that is passed with that, the parchments, the actual written word that is passed along with that. And so Your historically, your accuracy, you're able to test the accuracy of these things. And we're not just talking about the New Testament. We're talking about stuff that was Old Testament that had already been in place for over 6,000 years. Well, not quite that long. When you talk about the historical conversation, then you got to get into the writing of it, and Moses is identified as the one who wrote it. So it's not quite that old when you look at it from Moses' perspective. But we're talking about original stuff coming through that had never been called into question. So, for example, in the book of Thomas, there's the questions about the deity of Christ that are raised. And that's the reason why that book is brought in and called into question, along with the authenticity of the author also being at question, and those that are in the council having direct correlative eyewitnesses to say, no, this particular book was not written by that person I can tell you that this story is inaccurate. I can tell you that that piece of information is inaccurate. Or the same thing with the Book of Enoch. The suggestion that somehow Enoch wrote the book doesn't align with information related to what's in the text itself and what they knew about when the text appeared, when it materialized, when it became known. So these are the kinds of historical issues. So here we have, again, the Council of Nicaea. The importance of that is the 66 books of the Bible. They came together because there were heretical things that were being taught. There were questions that were being taught. There's historical data about the questions regarding wives and who could be married and priestly celibacy and so on. But there's also questions that were raised about the deity of Christ and the miracles of Jesus. And were they actual? Were they factual? Did they really happen? These are important issues. One of the things that was being addressed was whether or not Jesus was in fact the Son of God, born of a virgin, born sinless, both man and God, or whether he was the child of nature, of man, and therefore his deity would be in question, and did he have a secret family somewhere? I mean, these are the kinds of things that were wrestled with in the Nicene Council that we've lost track of. And then the assault on the King James version of the Bible, which was put together by not King James, but 55 scholars. And again, the assault that has happened and why. And please take a 10,000-foot view for those that are questioning these things. And bear in mind, why are these things being attacked? Why is there an assault? Well, the assault is there so that they can bring question marks into, if you can't trust the Word of God, the Bible, then you have to throw out the salvation message. You have to throw out sin. That's why the introduction of evolution and Darwin. And so these are the kinds of things I'm talking about when we're talking about Matthew 23. But here's the issue. The bottom line issue is this. From a biblical worldview, our goal, our objective is to teach the truth of the Word of God, the truth of why Jesus Christ came, died, rose again, seated at the right hand of the Father, having sent the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth, why these things are so critically important at this particular juncture, because we the people need to know that the fight that we fight is a fight for God, for His Word, and for a nation that He put His stamp on. I'll be back tomorrow to close out this year, actually. I'll be back with more. Join me tomorrow here. ChildrenGenerationRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.